How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. And we're back. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast on this Monday. Funny story. It turns out that I didn't have to go. I had forgotten after I ended the Act 1 that the staff meeting isn't till tomorrow. So you're like, well, why didn't you come back right away? Well, I just used that time to go ahead and publish the audio, Act number one. So tomorrow we have to do this again. Whatever. Okay. Well, back to what we were doing. Where was I? I need to tell you a fantastic story from Thanksgiving. I'm at Charity Scam Mike's. We're ready to go, and I'm hanging out with Charity Scam Mike. He's got two turkeys going. He's got the one in the oven, and he also does smoked turkey. So him and I are checking out the smoked turkey in the garage and his smoker, and it's looking good. He tells me a story that his neighbor, two doors down, is going crazy and has been acting out and losing his mind. And I go, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, he'll come out and he'll start screaming and freaking out. And the other day, he was karate kicking everybody's mailboxes. And I look, and sure enough, up and down the street, there's several mailboxes that are damaged. He's kicking the shit out of everybody's mailbox. Mike tells me that the guy comes over and he goes, hey, Mike, I got out of the hospital. And Mike's like, hey, Kyle, how are you? He goes, I'm doing great. I'm getting ready to run for public office. And I just agreed to make an album with Eminem. And Mike's like, really? That's awesome, buddy. And this guy, Kyle, says, the whole neighborhood is scared of me. And Mike says, I'm not scared of you. And he goes, can you spare some money? And Mike says, no, but you can work for me and I'll pay you. Okay, what do you need done? Mike says, I need you to get on the roof, there's some shingles, repair the busted ones, and put some caulk around the chimney or fucking tar or whatever. I give you $50. Okay, great. So he does that shit. Now the business, obviously, about Eminem. He's I don't know if he's bipolar here and he's in a manic phase, but Mike tells me that at some point he's going to come out of the house and lose his shit while we're all over at his place. This is in a part of Michigan, right on what's known as Lake St. Clair, which is what Lake Huron feeds into or whatever the fuck. It lives right there, right on the lake. So literally we have to drive from, I live on this, the west side of the state by this lake, all the way to the other side of the state. Sure enough, our pal Eddie is on the back deck and he comes in and goes, uh-oh, hey, your neighbor Kyle's flipping out. Yeah, what's he doing? Well, he's got his shirt off and, he's throwing a bunch of, like, toys on the roof. And so we all go out there, and sure enough, man, you can't see him, but you can see, like, the toys go flying. He's got a privacy fence. The toys leaving his hand as he throws them. They just go flying in there, land on the roof. All these fucking toys are on the roof. And I guess he had been actually on the roof earlier in the day. Now, then he's out in front of his house. No shirt on, and he's motherfucking everything. And there's nothing there to motherfuck. But I mean, this is some type of mental episode. There's someone else at the residence. I guess that's a girlfriend. So we don't really know what's going on. We just know that he's losing his shit. So that's about where it ends for Thanksgiving. But the story's not done there. Oh, no. Not by any stretch. Friday comes. Something goes down. Charity Scam Mike is there. And this is his on-the-street reporting of Kyle getting arrested by county sheriffs, Macomb County sheriffs. And you're like, what happened? What happened? What could he have done? Because he wasn't hurting anybody by yelling and behaving. I mean, he could have gotten in trouble for fucking up the mailboxes, but he was making everybody in the neighborhood very much on edge. So you could definitely get him on some type of disturbing the peace deal, but there's more to this. Linda says, I feel sorry for him. He needs help and medication. Yeah, I agree, but I don't even know what to think about this. When you look at what he's booked for, he got charged with stalking. It says that somewhere on here. Aggravated stalking. So we got arrested on the 30th, the day after Thanksgiving. And something's going on. We're not sure what. So I reached out to Mike and I'm like, wait, stalking? Is that, how could there be a stalking charge there? And hang on, let me finish this coffee. Mike's riding to work a couple days before Thanksgiving. And he's listening on the AM radio station that covers all news all the time, WWJ. And there's a report on the radio that says, folks in this community, look out. There is a man and who is approaching kids at the bus stop and offering them to come into his house and get a tattoo in his new home basement tattoo parlor. So then they give a description of the guy because the cops are looking for him. And Mike says to himself, holy fuck, they're talking about my neighbor. So he calls the cops. I call the police. And I said, I know who that is. And they said, and I told them the name. And they said, no, that's not it. It turns out it was correct. I guess he was walking his pit bull asking children for their phone number at the bus stop. He wanted kids to come into his house last week to get a tattoo in his new tattoo parlor in the basement as they got off the bus. Holy fuck. And so the cops, after they arrested the guy, Mike ended up explaining to them what he knew about it.
Hello,
Mr. Mike.
What is happening?
This is your favorite person on the planet.
What's up?
You know I'm podcasting. I just want to let you know.
Oh, is that a fact? Hello, everyone. Hello, adoring fans.
I was just explaining to them about your neighbor, Kyle.
Oh, boy. That poor guy. That poor bastard.
Why was he, when he came over to your house and said, hey, Mike, I'm out of the hospital. He was in the hospital because he was having a previous episode?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a nervous mental breakdown or whatever. You know, he was going nuts.
When he had the first one, was he behaving the same way?
Of course.
So he's outside of the house screaming and yelling.
Oh, yeah. Throwing stuff everywhere, going nuts.
So is the whole neighborhood in on it? Like, just let him, give him a wide berth and leave him alone?
Yeah, pretty much. But but everybody's sick and tired of it. So
right, I can imagine. I mean, we were all like wondering what the fuck is going on. You know, what's next? You gonna come out with a samurai sword? What the hell brought on this illness? Is it all extended drug use, do you think?
Could be. I mean, his brother overdosed on drugs. His dad just died. So I think that those things are probably factors in his life.
Okay. And he has a girlfriend?
He does, yeah.
And wasn't she there when we were all there?
She was, yes.
So she can only control him so much, I guess, huh?
Not at all.
All right. What led to the arrests then? Why was he, because you sent me a picture of him getting thrown in the back of the cop car.
I would imagine that it's probably a result of, I'll give you an example, on November 4th. When's opening day of deer season?
I actually did mention this. This is the story about when you heard the description on the radio.
Yeah, I'm on my way up north to shoot at a deer and miss it, idiot. And I hear Chesterfield police are looking for a man at the corner of 23 Mile and Donner. If you have any idea who this could be, please call. He approached these kids and asked them for their phone number at a bus stop. Wearing a hoodie and walking a pit bull. Okay, that's my neighbor, first off. He's crazy, second off. And third, I saw him at the corner.
Okay.
On my way up north. So I called them and they said, that's not him. That's not who we're looking for. I said, it is. You're crazy. So my point here is, shortly after that, I'm on the front yard. He's on the front porch and he tells me he opens a tattoo parlor in his basement. If I need any free tattoos, come on over.
Right.
Well, then these kids get off the bus and I hear him screaming at them, how was band class today? And they said, fine. He said, I got a sweet tattoo parlor in my basement if any of you guys want tattoos. Now, these are 10 and 7-year-old children. So I'm thinking, oh no, it's getting worse for this guy. So the charges against him are aggravated stalking. I got to believe that one or two of the things I just told you got to have something to do with it.
Right, right. I don't see those charges standing, though. You know?
Aggravated stalking is more of a charge to keep you locked up for a while.
Right.
To figure out what they're going to do with you.
What?
Because he doesn't need jail. He needs a padded room. And you know, he's an aggressive person too. So there's no good place for him. Prison is okay for him. Of course, he told me he can't go back to prison because he's gang affiliated and they'll kill him in there.
He's gang affiliated? What do you mean?
Gang affiliated.
He's in a gang?
He's been to prison before and he's been in gangs apparently.
Oh, okay.
But you know, he also told me on Thanksgiving he was Jesus. So who knows what to believe?
Yeah, I told everybody that he's running for city council and he's going to
run with, for city. Yep.
With
yep.
M&M.
Yep. And a few days ago, he was Han Solo.
Okay, now wait a minute here. Wouldn't it? Who's the asshole doctor that said, "Yeah, you're good. You're free to go."
That's how they do in those places. They just turn you out. They want to get you out as fast as possible. And you can end up back in there. They'll keep turning you out. Then after strike three, this was all told to me by the cops. Then they try to find a different place for you, which is a more serious structural, wow. Hardcore mental institution.
Yeah, this is you know, you hear about this all the time, but I think that the people in the public are, the safety is in question and his own safety.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, how long has this guy lived on your place, in your area?
Oh, I've known him since he was a kid. That's why he He trusts me. He thinks I'm like the big brother he used to have.
So you've seen this kind of unfold. Is that the residence that mom and dad used to live in?
No, dad bought it for his kids, just for them to live in. You know,
where the fuck are these family members? Are they did they wash their hands of them?
Yeah, they sure have. Okay. Dad died. Mom don't want nothing to do with them. Oh, but God. They got a free house to stay in.
This is sad. Holy shit.
It is.
I told you I'd give you $500 if you could get him to have dinner with us. And thank God you didn't do it.
The day before he went in, he had about 8 or 9 garbage bags out in the street. He was swinging them violently in the air, screaming, "Uno, dos, tres." Even Sophia typed, "I think he's speaking Spanish, Dad." Oh man.
Okay.
Just bad.
All right. Well, I can't wait for further updates. I hope he gets the help he needs. It sounds like he needs some serious intervention there.
Oh, it's serious help. Yep.
Who is running the tattoo parlor, though?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little worried about that.
How'd you like to be the first customer? Jesus Christ.
Your sister wants to get a tattoo of her mother's signature, a J, on her wrist. I said, "Well, I know where to get it done for free."
Yeah, absolutely. Does Elizabeth have any tattoos?
Not a single one. No.
Yeah, that would be sweet. That would be sweet for sure.
Oh yeah, her first one's going to come from him.
Okay. Well, real good. I just wanted the update from you, straight from the horse's mouth about Kyle.
Right on.
And I'm looking forward to getting it more info about it. Hopefully he turns out okay.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
All right, go Lions.
Go Lions. Goodbye.
See ya. Charity Scam Mike, absolute legend. That guy, if you ever catch him and he's telling a story, like a really funny story, this might be, depending on the story, one of the funniest storytellers that has ever walked the face of the earth. Kenny says, even Trump would think this is weird. Dave says, sounds like Pete Davidson and the King of Staten Island, except not as funny. Bob says, this all sounds like typical Michigan fan behavior. Yeah, Michigan fan, this is not the time to be casting aspersions on Michigan fan. Michigan fan has earned the right to be a jackass. Even Joe Martinez, here we are, we talked about Michigan, and then we're talking about other things, and he continues to talk about Michigan in the chat. Only Joe can do that. I mean, would he be willing to do that? I want to go over, in fact, the blow-by-blow account of what happened on that field. By the way, I have another fantastic moment. Actually, I'm going to start with that one. The one I want to start with is from, North Carolina and North Carolina State. This type of behavior happens every rivalry weekend. This is what happened in that game. North Carolina player grabs the North Carolina State flag because North Carolina was going to plant it at the middle of the field. And he throws the flag into the stands. Fight breaks out. It's awesome. Let's get into it. Starts out with this guy throwing the flag. Here it goes.
In the middle of the field with fans on the field, this is not a pretty scene.
You know, he threw it like a javelin. God forbid if that actually hit somebody right in the eye.
Field with fans on the field, this is not a pretty scene.
North Carolina State guy goes after North Carolina guy.
This is not good.
This is scary. Yeah, players with their helmets off.
Okay, now these guys fight like bitches. You notice number 13, number 65 here went after number 13. and watch number 13 run away.
You got players with their helmets off.
Okay, come on. So weak.
This is a bad scene. Both in the middle of the field, the fight is spilled over to the NC State bench. The NC State wanted to plant the flag at midfield, and players like J.J. Jones took exception to it.
People laying on the ground, it looks like, in the middle of the...
As they should. They should take exception to it. This is part of it. That's what happens on rival. I always struggle saying that word. Rivalry weekend. This is how it went, the Michigan-Ohio State game. Michigan looking like idiots, waving to the fans. And they spike it in there. Waving it, they're getting ready to spike it. Didn't even stick in the ground, by the way. But these Buckeyes have had enough, and here they come. Big deal. Great video. This guy's saying, get in the locker room.
Locker room! Locker room! Let's go! Let's go!
At some point, somebody busts out the pepper spray. One of these idiot pig cops starts spraying the players in the face with fucking pepper spray. Got pushed. This is so stupid. Everybody making a big deal about this. I love it. I think it's fantastic. It's perfect. Maize and Blue 27 says it's just a giant mosh pit. Just need some Pantera playing live. I would love to be able to root for Michigan. The fans make it nearly impossible. Chris says these flag plantings should be the new extra point. If you can keep the flag in the ground for 10 seconds, you get the point. Chris also sent another great piece of material. This was the fight for the Trident. Between Arizona and Arizona State, each mascot. So you got the Sun Devil from Arizona State taking on the Arizona, what is it, a Wildcat? I don't even know. And the mascots are fighting. I think that that's just silly. I don't think that that's real. Is that what you're talking about? The helmet comes off, which it almost comes off. Then it doesn't really matter. Maureen says she loves a good mascot fight. You don't want to mess with the mascots. They're usually like some of the better athletes. But wow, what a time to be sure. A little bit more about the weekend. Oh, wait a minute. Before I get to that, I have another clip I want to show. And this is from Pro Football. And it's short. Mike Tomlin, the head coach of Pittsburgh. He's kind of a ball breaker. He's walking into the locker room just as one of his players notices that he has he's mic'd up for that show, Hard Knocks, in-season Hard Knocks. They have a microphone on him, and he's already in a bad mood, I guess. even though Pittsburgh won the game. And one of his players notices that he's mic'd up and says, oh, you're mic'd up. And that's all he says to him. And then this is the response that Tomlin gives.
Sir, yep.
All right.
Oh, man, you mic'd up.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're mic'd up? Shut up. Shut your ass up and let's go.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, man, you mic'd up.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Shut your ass up. Let's go.
Okay. That makes him my second favorite coach ever. Old man saying to young giant man, shut up. Shut your ass up. Let's go. Kenny says that's almost as good as shut up. It's almost as good as shut up as yours last week. Easy. Thank you, Kenny. You were my... It's not like the guy said anything bad. Oh, you were mic'd up? Shut up. Oh, fantastic. My weekend, it was not without drama. I'm going to save this story for the Patreon. So there's a little bit of blue balling going on there. Sometimes I do that. I have an even better story, though, for you, because Pooh Bear comes up to me and she says, I think that the neighborhood kids and their parents, you may have opened the door for them to think that you are a child molester. Before I get to that, though, Maureen asks, how is your dad, Eric? I was hoping for a picture of him with you. He is wonderful, and you are correct. I do have a picture. I just didn't think to share it. But now that you mention it, I think that's a great idea. I will send that to myself. That one's blurry. Can't have that. I'm not good at taking pictures, obviously. But he's doing quite well. He is he's strong physically, mentally, with that Bears-Lions game going on, and it was 23-20 during the last 2 or 3 minutes. I think he asked probably 15 times what the score was. As you know, not the sharpest for obvious reasons with the dementia, but we do what we can. He ate. He had a good time. We loved him up. And away we go. Father, son, right here. Here he is making silly face. Here he is, not so blurry. Got his Lions gear on and his gold chain. That one's a little blurry. I try to take a picture every time that we are together. So thank you for the reminder. And he's doing great. EZ, I thought you would lead the show off with a recap of the EZ Show podcast, Family Thanksgiving. Well, I would have, but there was it was such a big weekend for the things that I talked about that I wanted to get to those. But when it comes to the weekend, the Thanksgiving event, you know, you had Kyle, Mike's neighbor, raising a fuss. And you had EZ, Madison, and Pooh Bear in a hotel room after that. And I do have shenanigans and stories from the adventures, but I am going to save that for the Patreon bonus podcast. Because I wanted to get to this story about Diana saying, hey, I think some people in the neighborhood might think that you are a child molester based on what happened to you. So I told her what had happened to me. And basically, I was walking the dogs, and I was walking all four dogs, and Darla took off. She was able to get free. I dropped her leash, and she sensed it, and she ran off. So then I got three dogs and Darla running ahead of me. She runs to the neighbor's porch where we were in the neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, God. Now, I cannot chase her. Even if I didn't have the three other dogs, I cannot run. I can walk, barely, because of the arthritis. So then I get to where she is, and she takes off to the next-door neighbor's house. I go over there. Same thing. This keeps going. So now I'm thinking, I'm just going to get closer and closer to home, and she'll follow me in. One of the neighbors has his garage door open. She goes in there. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can corner her or something. I'm trying not to panic. I start walking up the driveway to my neighbor's house, and she takes off again. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Now she runs like two or three houses down, and she goes into another neighbor's garage. And I can see inside of the garage as I get closer that and this guy has a couple of two or three kids, and two of them I know are little girls. And I said, excuse me, little girl, can you grab my puppy and bring it to me? And I guess that was the line that when I told Pooh Bear, she said, you said that? I go, well, yeah, what? She says, you sound like a child molester. She sounds like you're trying, it sounds like you're trying to trick a child so that you can, like, touch them. I go, what? She says, yeah, you need to word that differently. You say, hello, little girl, can you get my puppy and bring it to me? She goes, that sounds like you're kind of like, oh, God. And I didn't even think of that for a second. But the little girl did, in fact, pick up the leash and walk the puppy over to me. And Dad came out. So as she's walking towards me, Dad comes out of the door that she had come out of. Now, at the time, I didn't think about it. I just said, oh, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And got my dog. And I left. And it wasn't until I got home and told Pooh Bear, she said, and then the dad came out? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, okay, all right. They think that you are a child molester. I'm like, come on now. And now I kind of agree with her on that. Nick says the only thing creepier would be pulling up in a van with candy. David says Mr. McGregor has possessed you. Matt says, did you yell out nude dude first? Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts, to the coolest finds for kids, to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. uncommon goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Kenny says it all depends on how you said it, really. And then he says, I bet it was fine. Well, it was fine until Diana said I sounded like a child molester. Then I'm like, it doesn't sound fine. Nick says, you didn't small talk the dad, or did you just scurry away? I don't remember. I think I might have acknowledged him. Hey, how you doing? Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I think I did that. I don't think, you know what? Maybe it wasn't a big deal. Nick is here. By the way, Nick had the line of the weekend. It was dart time before the hockey game with Nick. And we were talking about chicks. And he said to me, he is so fucking funny. He goes, yeah, man. So this girl came down from the UP to see me. Like he met her online. And so they're kind of like figuring each other out. Now, the last woman that Nick told us that he was with, he was not about it because, he accused the person online to us about false advertising because she was had a terrific from the neck up, and then down, it was, she looked like the hunk of cheese guy. And Kenny points out, wait, this is north of the hard living line. Oh, yeah, this is way up in another country, the UP. I mean, you have a chance to, like, have a lot of strange things. If you were to see a woman's privates, there might be, like, a parasitic twin growing out of it. Well, anyway, this chick shows up at his door, the new chick, and he said, you know, it was manageable. And she was more evenly proportioned, but still had a little bit of a, he described it as a little bit of heft to her, which he said is fine. But the line that got me said was, she was a giver, and it was like wrestling a bear. So that means, what she may not have had in, perfect body, she made up for it in, she can stack wood, and she's a giver, and, it just resulted in a lot of physicality during all that. So that's good. Chris said she had it. So she had a skill set. Linda said, I cannot imagine driving that far to meet some dude. Well, some people, they need it more than others. Nick says it was a big adjustment from my 4'11", 110-pound ex. Okay. All right. Well, you got to experiment. You're a young guy. Bob with a hurtful comment. He says, the Uggos try harder. Nowhere in my description did I describe her as an Uggo. Jeremy says, US 10 is our hard living line. The Mackinac Bridge is the hard living line for those north of the hard living line. It's hard living squared. Okay. Kenny says he is an Uggo. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Kenny has very soft features. Kenny has a handsome face. Now, the fluffiness some people are not into, but he's working to get rid of that. At least in theory. I mean, he had a bad week, but hopefully he can put that behind him and, you know. Chris says self-deprecating Kenny is in the house today. Yeah, I don't care for that. I don't care for self-deprecation. Self-deprecating Kenny is bullshit. Got the Christmas list for Pooh Bear, and I purchased everything on it. I got the list, and then I said to Jackie, I go, all right, what has everybody bought off of this? And there's like two or three things. So the rest is up to me. I learned long ago I cannot go wrong if I just get exactly what is on that list. And if anything else comes up between now and then, great, get that too. So I had to go to the, because they didn't have this, I didn't want to look for this on Amazon. I went right to the Sephora website. I needed concealer brush number 71, blush brush number 93, foundation brush number 70. These three makeup brushes cost $80. It was said over the weekend, Mom, you have to stop buying the gifts that are on your list. This is a well-documented history. Puts it on the list, and then it ends up getting purchased. So I took the whole list, did what I was told. Now we wait. Maureen says Diana buys it. Example, Keurig. Yes. Nice jewelry box for dresser. I got a nice Black Friday deal on that. The neoprene dumbbells hand weights. I guess she's going to start pumping iron. And the kettlebell set. All right. The fact that in 5 minutes, it's all purchased, it's on the way. Is there any secret as to why the American brick-and-mortar store is going away? We don't have to leave. I fucking love this. Chris describes the products, especially according to him, as the kettlebells and the dumbbells, as sounds like some sweet dust collectors. You know, I would never utter such a comment. And only you guys can make those comments. That poor Pooh Bear just bought some new dust collectors. Chris says, I had to buy brushes last year. What a damn ripoff. Oh, by the way, Chris came to my defense this weekend. Oh, my God. Holy shit. I got to find this. This is fantastic. This happens a lot. Whenever there's anything that's somewhat sinister that the folks at the Freebird and Hot Wing Show segment 18 fan page, whenever anybody posts anything negative on their page, They assume that it's me, and I'm the one who did it, and it didn't. I had nothing to do with it. In fact, Linda is the one who tipped me off about this. And they're all blaming me for this shit. And I do post on this page from time to time because, believe it or not, there's a lot of people who actually do pay attention to what I do from that page, and they treat me fair, and I treat them fair. So I don't have a problem with any of that, you know? What the fuck? But somebody made some dumb comment and they threw me under the bus and said, oh, yeah, this has got to be EZ. It's him. And I wrote on it. Actually, nope, it's not me. I like it here. And then this one guy known as Pat, he calls himself the Wombat. He wrote, of course you like it here. And then he said something terrible. I don't remember it verbatim. He said something terrible about, of course you like it here. You can't go any more than 1 minute without ever talking about free run. You know, that whole tired argument. And then he wrote, I hope you get cancer of the throat and have to have your throat removed. And I was like, oh, God. He went for the jugular on that. And I saw it, and Chris K had already weighed in because Chris is a member of that group too. And he's like, well, that's a horrible fucking comment. Jesus Christ. And I wrote, yikes, big fella, take it easy. Jesus. Nobody there other than that guy hates me that much. Now, I don't know. It might have to do with my comments about blind people because the dude is blind. He can't see shit. And I have long maintained that 9 out of 10 blind people have huge character flaws. Okay? There's something wrong with most blind people. Chris says, actually, I called him a horrible piece of shit. He goes by the name Wombat Pat. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Why can't I post there? It's my favorite fucking morning show. I am a fan of that morning show, not for the same reasons as you. But what the fuck? I cannot believe how much of a strong arm that was. Jesus Christ. Leave it to the blind guy to talk that much shit. You see, a blind guy who does that is assuming that no one would fuck with him because he's blind. So he says whatever the fuck he wants. You know, it's kind of like wheelchair a-hole. That's what happens a lot of the times when you get somebody who kind of like milks their own disability to be able to treat others that way. That was a horrible thing to say. He's wishing cancer and death upon me, for God's sake. Give me a fucking break. Jeremy says, leave it to someone who nicknamed himself to harass a guy giving away 150 meals to people in need. Mazen Blue 27 says, what happened to Blind Saul? No idea. No idea. The last I heard from Saul, he asked me for my hockey tickets, which I willingly gave to him. And said to Pooh Bear, she said, can I use the hockey tickets? I said, no, I gave them away to Saul. She goes, why did you do that? I said, well, he asked, so I gave them to him. Saul goes to the fucking hockey game. They blare the horn when the team comes out for warmups. He sends me a message that says, that horn startled me. I thought they only used it for goals. I thought it was an unnecessary honking of the air horn. We're leaving. That's when I said to myself, what an ungrateful little fuck. David says, speaking of Freebear and Hot Wings, is there an update on Crazy Eyes and crew? No. I'm just banned from all those dumb blonde bitches. That blonde bitch brigade coming down from the hills trying to dispatch their brand of justice. Breaking news out of Nashville, Tennessee. Kenny writes, holy crap. Someone's grandma just tried to run away in my town. I just saw this post. Quote, if your elderly mother is missing, we just found her walking down Highway 109 with no coat. EMS with her and are taking her to the hospital. Oh, God. Fucking A. Breaking news. All right. So that story about Mr. Pop Pop. I'm quickly gaining a reputation, I guess, as being a creeper in the neighborhood, according to Pooh Bear. God, please tell me that that's not the truth. We have some political news. You may have heard this. I'm not sure if he did it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this would happen at the time that it did yesterday, because that's the best time to report, to actually do something like this. The president, Joe Biden, has opted to pardon his degenerate fuckface son, Hunter Biden. It was announced late Sunday he had signed a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. Now, he had said he would not have, he was not going to do that. But he has done the opposite. Before we get into this, I think that a pardon is absolute bullshit. Unless it's 100% clear that whoever is locked up should not be locked up, like guy from Making a Murderer, Brendan Dassey. Shit like, the fucking Menendez brothers. You know, shit like that. You shouldn't be allowed to do this. This is bullshit. I signed a pardon for my son, Hunter, Joe Biden said. It is clear that Hunter was treated differently. I don't know what he means by that. Hunter broke the law. The pardon, first reported by NBC News, comes less than 2 months before Donald Trump will return to the White House. Trump called Biden's pardon such an abuse and miscarriage of justice. Well, I would argue that any of these bullshit pardons, which he did these same things, is an abuse of power and a miscarriage of justice. So shut the fuck up. Trump asked if Biden's pardon would apply to people convicted of attacking the U.S. Capitol. I would say no, because they too broke the law. Biden shouldn't be allowed to pardon his son, and any asshole in the office, whether it's Biden or Trump, should not be allowed to pardon these pieces of shit that stormed the Capitol on January 6th. Trump said during this year's presidential campaign that one of the first acts of his second term would be to free the January 6th rioters. He calls them patriots. Biden was convicted in June of federal gun charges. He lied about his addiction to crack cocaine when he purchased a gun. That's a federal offense. 3 months later, he entered a guilty plea to tax offenses for failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes. Sentencing was expected later this month in both cases. What a crock of shit that you can just say, yeah, you're free to go. Both of the prosecutions were brought by Justice Department Special Counsel David Weiss. The cases were rooted in a period of time when Hunter Biden was wrestling with the death of his brother, Beau, and struggling with his own addiction to crack cocaine. Well, tough shit. Other people get put in prison for that. Why should you get special treatment, you fucking junkie? In June, Biden promised not to pardon his son and said, "I will not pardon him." The 82-year-old seemed to address this reversal in his statement. He says, "I believe in the justice system, but as I have wrestled with this, I also believe raw politics has infected this process and it led to a miscarriage of justice." What the fuck? What a crock of shit. It would be more acceptable if Joe Biden said, "Well, I really don't give a fuck and he's my son, so fuck you." I would have more respect for that statement than the one that I just read. Quote, "I'm trying to break Hunter. They've tried to break me, and there's no reason to believe it will stop here," Biden said. "Enough is enough." All right. So what do you mean by I'm trying to break Hunter? Is he still fucked up? He's probably hasn't changed his, you know, a lot. It's very, very difficult for people addicted to that substance to turn it around. My God. Kenny says, I change my mind would be more acceptable also. Yeah, I agree. People can change their mind. That's all right. Honestly, I'd do the same thing. I wouldn't have said it in the first place. If I'm the president of the United States and my son's getting ready to go to jail, you bet your ass I'm going to pardon him. Fuck yes. It was a big weekend for our lovely, multi-talented Madison and her future husband, Ash. Now, my job as a father is to go with the flow. They went on their venue tour yesterday. I have zero say in any of this, and that's just the way I like it. I had great success doing this the first time. Everything went off without a hitch. Wash, rinse, repeat. Venue tour could very well lead to an expense day of venue tour. Jacqueline and Justin, mom and dad, went on the venue tour 2.5 years ago, and we, sight unseen, we chose that one. That was a cool 10, 11 grand. This venue tour, not nearly as much. They did drop down the deposit. I was informed of that. Hey, we're going with that one. Yeah, of course. Sounds good. If you are paying for the wedding, you are not allowed to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Can we talk about this? Big mistake. Don't do it. If you're on the hook, you go, yeah, fuck yes. Regardless of the cost. But this one is a bargain. From what I was told by the Queen of the Forest, close to where we live here, some husband-wife duo got their hands on some old schoolhouse, like one-room schoolhouse that's like 200 years old. And they like flipped it. And it's like some fantastic venue now. And, oh, this crew, Pooh Bear, Ash, and Madison, they just fell in love with it. So Pooh Bear says, so we put the deposit down. I go, yeah, of course. I go, just by chance, how much was it? And you have to ask that way. You can't like have any type of tone, or you're gonna get fucked right in the butt. She goes, this is a bargain. It's only $3,500 for the whole thing, and you have to pay the first half by this date, and then the rest the day of. I go, okay, all right. I love it. Mason Blue 27 late to the party says Madison is getting married. Yeah, that was the big news. Week and a half ago, Madison was proposed to by her boyfriend, and she said yes. Kenny says very important to ask how much was it afterwards, not how much is it beforehand. Yes. David says it doesn't matter how much when you have hot tub money. Oh, fuck no. Well, here's the thing. When someone we're doing business with, especially for a high price item, I immediately begin the process of trying to make them a sponsor on this podcast. I've done it countless times. most recently with the roof. The roof cost $324 a month. I end up charging sponsor $800 a month. I'm netting $500. What was an expense is now income. All I'm counting on is you to reach out to the roofing company, Werner Roofing, so that we can wash, rinse, repeat. Maureen says, what's the date again? I don't know. Sometime in June, I'll let you know. All right. On this show today, I have been nothing but a buzzsaw, an absolute juggernaut of content. What I haven't been great at, though, is talking about my amazing partners. I told you about Green Medicine Shop, Forge 3D, and Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. But I still have 7 more to discuss with next to no time left on this podcast. So that means together you need to help me by enjoying these great sponsor mentions. For 50 plus years, King's Room Barbershop has cut hair for kings and chicks who like short hair. They have 3 locations: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Their website is kingsroom.net. Go get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop. Tree Care in West Michigan. Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R. KuiperTreeCare.com. Limbs falling off. You want a tree cut down. You got storm damage. Maybe there's an ice storm. Holy shit, what are you going to do? Have Kuiper Tree Care take care of it for you. You can go to their website at KuiperTreeCare.com or call 616-828-8225. The aforementioned Werner Roofing, one of my latest sponsors. Now, this isn't exactly go get a new roof season, but it's still important for me to remind you that this is the go-to when it comes to roof repair and roof replacement. 616-844-5382. They're online at WernerRoofing.com. Not Warner, Werner. W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing.com. Go there, fill out the form for an estimate, and they can tell you about how they can get you on the schedule to get you started on the process of getting your new roof. WernerRoofing.com. True, they're not going to put it on during the winter months, but it's always good to know that you've got an important ally in getting your roof taken care of. They also have fantastic financing. We took advantage of that. You can finance your roof purchase for 10 years and make this very, very manageable for you and your budget. Not every roofing company can do that. Werner Roofing does. W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing.com. They also do siding and gutters, and they can even put a metal roof on if that's what you want. The place with a great food giveaway is Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Looking forward to that. Pillars in our community. ervines.com to get your car repaired any time or place. They have free loaner cars available to you. They can fix your hybrid and your EV. You can get all the information you want about them on their website. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Or call them 616-532-6600. Thank you to Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. Boy, he is a happy, spiteful fuck with Michigan beating Ohio State. And doggone it, he should be. 616-516-8579. Reach out to Senor Martinez if you want your furnace repaired or replaced. 616-516-8579. Linda says, I love him. Get your furnace replaced by Joe Martinez, quote unquote. Two more. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Anywhere in the U.S., call Mario 231-332-6505. Get your home mortgage now. and get started with shopping for your house. 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. today. Bob says, all you need to do, EZ, is keep Werner Roofing a sponsor for the next 10 years. No problem. With this great audience reaching out to my sponsors on a regular basis, I have no worries whatsoever. Linda says, nope. I think she may balk at the idea of Joe Martinez working on her furnace. You see, I don't take any of that personal. Linda takes the fact that Joe Martinez is a Michigan fan personally. Okay? You can't do that. TC Paintball. Speaking of taking things personally, TC Paintball online at tcpaintballgr.com. Rick's not taking it personal. You know what I'm getting at. tcpaintballgr.com. We're hoping to have an indoor event sometime soon. Book an event today at tcpaintballgr.com for some workplace team building. Maybe you got an adventure with the kids. You name it. Bachelor party. They do it all at TC Paintball. Linda, with a laughy emoji, says, I live in East Lansing. He's not welcome here. Ugh, God, they're horrible, though. Michigan State, what a drag. All right. It is time now for the asshole of the day, and I don't know who to give it to. I have an idea, but I'm not 100% sure. If you have any nominations for the asshole of the day, Linda nominates Joe Martinez. No. Bob says Ohio. No. However, that got me thinking. The assholes of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball, are all of the Ohio pig cops who are pepper spraying the football players and the coaches. You are the assholes of the day. That is my time. This podcast is wrapping up. I've got some outstanding stories to share with you coming up on the Patreon bonus podcast in just a little while. Till then, thank you so much for being here. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.